You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
What beautiful sight can absolutely terrify horses? Find out in this episode of Barn Stories.
Welcome to the Barn Stories podcast. I'm Lori Prinz, editor of Equus Magazine.
And I'm managing editor Christine Barracat.
This podcast features our favorite essays and articles published in Equus over the past 40 years. Although Equus is known for articles on horse care and veterinary research, our editorial mission has always been guided by the bond that exists between horses and people. And each issue has featured a real-life story that celebrates how horses enrich our lives and touch our hearts.
We've searched our archives, chosen the stories that resonated with our readers, and given them new life in this audio format. Longtime subscribers may recognize some of their favorite pieces. And if you're new to the Equus community, these stories will confirm that no matter what sort of saddle you sit in, a deep emotional connection to horses is something we all share.
This episode is about something very specific and very unusual, spooking a herd of horses. We're going to try really hard not to have any spoilers in this introduction because it's that surprising.
The horses were certainly surprised.
That they were. We've all dealt with spooked horses before. It's a stressful situation. There's an adrenaline rush in the moment, but you've got to control that in order to convey a sense of calm to the horses, even as they're losing their minds.
The author of this essay did an admirable job of managing the situation, and when the horses finally settled, she was able to appreciate what she and the horses had just seen. She also reflects a bit on the very natural tendency to fear the unknown, which can lead us to miss out on some of life's most beautiful moments.
Let's listen to The Beauty of It All, written by Tracy Stewart and read by Taylor Autumn.
It was a picture-perfect Saturday afternoon at the boarding stable where I worked. Sunny and warm, with a bright blue cloud-free sky. It was the kind of day when troubles just seem far off. I was just about halfway through my morning chores when an owner arrived and asked me to accompany her to the pasture to fetch her gelding. Always glad for a break from cleaning stalls, I was more than happy to go along. As we walked out to the pasture, we had plenty of time to chat and catch up. The horses were relaxed and grazing when we finally reached them. Then, just as the owner was haltering her horse, we heard a roaring noise in the distance that neither of us recognized. The horses went into high alert all at once. They stopped grazing, raised their heads, and stood stock still. They began to blow and snort, alerting their pasture mates about the potential threat, telling them to get ready to run. Suddenly, the roaring noise got even louder, and it seemed to be coming from overhead. I looked up and could not believe what I saw.
For first-time horse owners and new riders just starting out, finding the information and support you need can be challenging. That's why Equine Network has partnered with Sentinel Horse Feed and Absorbing to bring you My New Horse, a place where equestrians just getting into horse ownership or riding will find the resources and community they need at precisely their stage of the equine journey. From important horsekeeping information and how-to videos to social media communities, exclusive experiences, and more, My New Horse is your one-stop shop for riders of all levels and disciplines who are eager to find easy-to-understand horse care information and guidance. Start your horse ownership journey today. Visit mynewhorse.com.
The sky was full of hot air balloons, and they were so low we could see the faces of people waving at us from the baskets. By now, the horses were in a total freakout mode, and I was pretty much there myself. Horses were running in every direction, motivated by one purpose: escape the unknown objects above them. I knew there was nothing I could do to calm their fears. Order would not be restored until the balloons passed, so all I could do was wait and pray none of the horses would be hurt in the chaos. I don't know how long it took for the balloons to actually pass from sight, but I do remember feeling extremely grateful when they finally did. After we had checked each horse for signs of injury and the fence line for breaks, I officially pronounced all is well and sat down to catch my breath. That's when I actually appreciated the beauty of it all. Until that day, I had only seen hot air balloons on television and in pictures. But nothing did justice to the real things. Looking up at those brightly colored giants makes you acutely aware of just how small you are. That alone would have made my first experience with hot air balloons special. But the fact that I shared it with 75 horses made it one I'll never forget. Little can compare to the beauty of running horses, but add a sky full of balloons, and the sight defies words. As I thought about it, I was also struck by the fact that people who don't know horses might think that their behavior was irrational. Why run from something just because it's unfamiliar? And yet, how often do people react to the unknown in much the same way? How often do we, at the first sign of unexpected change, go into stampede mode rather than just living in the moment? I'll admit I often used to do that too. But I learned something that day that has stayed with me since. Enjoy the moment, whatever it is. And when you see balloons overhead, just wait for them to pass by.
Thanks for listening to Barn Stories. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you have a favorite article or essay from the Equus Archives that you'd like us to feature in a future podcast, let us know. You can reach us at equusbarnstories, all one word, at gmail.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Barn Stories? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening.
The Barn Stories podcast is a production of the Equine Podcast Network, an entity of the Equine Network.